What's Up, Mandy?
On 072-702-1702.
Good day, Mandy. Welcome back. Earlier on with Clement, there was a discussion about taking the ANC to court for damaging and taking our country down. I think that should be done. Not Ramaphosa or Jacob Zuma. No, the ANC to court.
I heard that conversation on Clement's show a bit earlier for the benefit of our Cape Town listeners. On Clement Magnetella's show earlier, someone suggested a class action against the ANC. I'm not sure of what the precedent is like around this, whether or not there is a precedent. If you could bring a class action against a ruling party, I'm sure he will follow up on it. I think it's a really interesting conversation to have, whether or not the ANC has failed to that extent that you can bring a class action. What I can tell you is that in the Western Cape, what we are now seeing, and a lot of debate happening around the potential devolution of police powers. So the Democratic Alliance has set up a devolution committee. And if you don't know, and I Googled it for you, the definition of devolution is the transfer or delegation of power to a lower level, especially by central government to local or regional administration. And this is not to be confused with secession. Secession is the withdrawal of a group from a larger entity, especially a political entity, but also from any organization, union, or military alliance. So in other words, if the Western Cape was to become the Republic of the Western Cape, that is secession. Devolution is just moving the powers or responsibility for policing to the Western Cape. Lots of reaction to this over the last day or so. Professor Dirk Kotze is a political analyst at UNISA, joining us to speak about it. Prof, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. We've seen a huge amount of reaction to the Democratic Alliance setting up this devolution working group in collaboration with other political parties and lobby groups. What are your thoughts on this move?
A process that the DA is thinking about for a long time already. It's therefore not a new initiative. They have also been in dialogue with the police services and the Minister of Police in a public way for quite some time about it. They, for example, wanted to have the right to be able to train police persons in the Western Cape and other more powers. The relationship between provinces and the South African Police Service is determined by Section 207 of the Constitution, which is quite a difficult one to understand, because on the one hand, it is focused in the National Commissioner of Police, and the provincial commissioners are in the first instance responsible to the commissioner, but the provincial commissioners, for example, are appointed by the National Commissioner in concurrence with the provincial executive. And then when a national commissioner can be removed, it can be removed by the public, by the provincial executive. So it's not a clear-cut case of a situation where it is completely a national responsibility and power, and the provinces don't have any say in it. It's actually what the Constitution referred to as a concurrent power. And I think I'm not sure exactly what ultimately this group. And this is a very diverse group that has been established, which includes also AfriForum and Cape Forum and SAI, which is part of the Solidarity Movement, which are very much in favor of a much more devolved situation in general, not only with respect to policing. That's part of this group. So there's a strong political component, and it is, though with your introduction, you're very much correct, of how he explains devolution of power. There are groups that are actually much more in favor of almost a form of independence for the Western Cape.
Right. Ultimately, Prof, this will come down to whether or not a decision like this will pass constitutional muster, because the national government has a responsibility to discharge constitutional duties, and that includes keeping people safe and secure. We have a right to that. So is this something that will be decided by the Constitutional Court ultimately?
I guess so. And because, as is indicated, it's not so clear-cut at all. It's not an exclusive national power, policing. It is something which they share with the provinces, as I tried to explain. So to what extent, where is the cut-off point? in terms of what should be in the hands of the provinces, and that then applies to all provinces, not only the Western Cape, if the constitution is interpreted like that, and what is therefore a national responsibility. And that will ultimately become a very important test case for also other powers that is in that category of concurrent powers that share between, like, for example, education, or even the provision of housing, which are all in the same category.
Prof, thank you so much. Prof Dirk Kotze, political analyst at UNISA. I suspect this is a conversation we are going to speak about often. So remember those definitions. There is a difference between devolution and secession. It's a very, very different thing that we are talking about here.